The Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries comprise an astounding 11,684 miles of shoreline, a distance equal to a round trip from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco twice. More important than its length, the bay's iconic shoreline encompasses one of the most biologically productive habitats on Earth, the tidal salt marsh. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. To tell us more about those amazing tidal salt marshes, I'm joined today by Jack Cover, the National Aquarium's General Curator of Living Exhibits. Thanks for being here, Jack.
Thanks for having me, John.
So what exactly is a tidal salt marsh?
The tidal salt marsh is a habitat critical to making the Chesapeake Bay ecosystem function. They are the foundation of the bay's food web, critical in supporting healthy waters and the diversity of species in the bay. The Chesapeake Bay is fringed with tidal salt marsh habitat, where land meets water. Essentially, these are grassy meadows that get flooded twice a day at high tide with salt or brackish water. The salt marsh is actually made up of a variety of microhabitats: the low marsh, the high marsh, shallow channels, shallow pools, mud flats, and even underwater muskrat burrows.
Well, and fill me in, what is it that makes them so productive?
With their green and brown grasses, they produce nutrients for the sea and are among the richest and most productive environments on Earth. Tidal salt marsh intercept nutrients that arrive and run off from the land, protecting adjacent bay waters from excess nutrients, which can be harmful in high concentrations. Salt marshes can produce up to 10 tons of organic matter per acre per year, which is higher than what is produced in many agricultural systems. They are rich in nutrients, and they cycle the nutrients very efficiently.
Well, tell us more about some of those plants and animals that can be found in this ecosystem.
Well, for plants, this is a very hard environment to live in. You get submerged in salt water twice a day, and the soil is compact and very anaerobic. Only a few species are adapted to live here. Smooth cordgrass is the dominant species of the tidal salt marsh. As you move up to the high marsh, smooth cordgrass is replaced by another dominant grass species, salt meadow cordgrass. Salt marshes are home to a large diversity of aquatic and terrestrial species. They are nurseries where many species of fish and shellfish live during the early stages of their lives and depend on the marsh for food and shelter. Studies have shown more than two-thirds of the commercially harvested fish on the East Coast spend some portion of their life cycle in the marsh estuary ecosystem. Some well-known species of the salt marsh include the periwinkle snail, diamondback terrapin, the great blue heron, and the blue crab.
Okay, so critical as they are, it's true that they do face man-made threats, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, a large amount of salt marsh habitat has been lost to shoreline development. Many people want to live next to the water and understandably do not want to lose any of their property to erosion. An alternative to hardened shorelines are natural shorelines where native grasses are used to prevent erosion. Sea level rise is another major threat to this habitat. We need to protect our remaining salt marsh habitat and restore this habitat wherever possible. The Conservation Department at the National Aquarium has been restoring salt marsh habitat around the bay for many, many years.
Well, it sounds like there's lots of reasons to be hopeful, but a lot of work to be done for these critically important habitats. Thanks a lot for joining us, Jack.
Thanks for having me, John.
At the National Aquarium, our conservation team has planted tens of thousands of wetland grasses at several Baltimore locations to restore these marshes, protect shorelines from erosion, and create healthier habitats for wildlife and humans alike. To learn more about the aquarium's ecosystem restoration work throughout the Chesapeake Bay, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.